everyone, and welcome to another special VIF episode of You Missed It. If you'd like to see all of our other episodes at VIF 2019, you can check us out on Facebook at You Missed It Podcast, Facebook. On SoundCloud. SoundCloud. I've been watching too many British films. SoundCloud at You Missed It Podcast. You can also see us on Apple Podcasts. You can see us on Twitter. You can see us on YouTube. You can see us on Instagram. You can see us on Spotify. Just look up You Missed It, and you'll see all the wonderful films that we will be reviewing at VIF 2019.
It's all the British films only.
Yes.
This will be the only ones that we will be reviewing. Little, only the British films.
Well,
we are British sponsored. That's why.
Yeah, I know I am. So
yeah, Jack sponsored by BBC.
Pretty much. Yeah, no. So this today we saw "Sorry We Missed You," which is another British film that I have seen. Yeah. I a little inside knowledge. Since I've been a VIP, I have seen 3 British films in a row, and all of them were interesting. Different films.
Oh, very much so. And sorry we missed you, Alex, Andrew, and Rylan, because it's only 2 of us today.
Yes, it's just myself, Jack, and Zach. We're here today, give you a little magic time and a little review.
Yeah, a little British magic time.
Yeah. So I'm more curious about what you thought of this film we just saw today. So I'm going to leave it let you start it off.
Well, in short, I think it's really great. I think it's the best of the 3 that we've seen, actually, I would say. Like, the ones that we've reviewed, I should say. I've seen more than just the 3, but in terms of the 3 we reviewed, I really liked this movie a lot. And I liked how it's a typical slice of life movie, which I suspected, because Ken Loach, this is Ken Loach's follow-up to I, Daniel Blake, which won Palme d'Or, and this was nominated for the Palme d'Or this previous year as well, although it did not win. That went to Parasite, obviously. But this is a very good movie. I can see why it would be nominated. And I just liked how, he did such a good job at kind of getting these actors that feel very grounded, that feel like very real people. You kind of know all their names and stuff like that, Ricky, Abby, Seb, and Liza. So you kind of know all of them, which is a good sign that it's a good movie and that the characters are very memorable, considering that, you know all their names. I find a lot of movies you come out of, whether they're big blockbusters or what have you, and you don't remember most of the people's names. You remember everybody's names in this movie.
Okay, it's not just me then.
No, so it's quite good. It's slice of life movie, very working class movie, again, typical if you've seen I, Daniel Blake. It kind of follows the same kind of deal, but it was just, really powerful moments kind of throughout, like a lot of family drama and things like that, and just kind of, really great stuff here, in short.
Yeah, this was a very different from the last 2 films in here, even though there was a few laughs sprinkled out through this movie. This one was definitely a lot more heavy, a lot more deeper. I liked it. I thought there's a few moments in this film that were a little too real for me in terms of I've worked as a courier driver, and one of the father gets separate.
The father, that's Ricky.
Ricky, right.
Yeah.
He gets a job basically as a self-employed courier driver, quote unquote. And I've done that gig too, and I've done that, and it's fun.
Well, that's funny, too, because the whole caregiver, Abby as a caregiver, see, I identify more as that. Even though I didn't work as a caregiver, my mom actually runs a business of caregivers.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear about it all the time because she's working from home.
My mom went from client house, working for the hospital for a little bit. So she's done, that job of going to a different people's houses,
and it can
too.
Be very overwhelming because you're dealing with multiple patients,
right?
You're not just dealing with one person unless you're with like a 24 hour or something.
Yeah,
it's you're bouncing between a lot of different people, and it can be very hectic, especially if you have a family. If you're single, it's not as bad. It's still stressful on its own, but if you're raising 2 kids and you have a whole family, and if one of your kids is kind of kind of an asshole, we'll say. It affects your whole life.
Yeah, and just a little inside baseball too, I work as a in the gig economy as well, and a lot of the stresses and a lot of the hardships that they were going through, I was I've had these conversations, so I've had these kind of you work and work and work, you don't know when you're gonna have a day off and all that type of stuff. Obviously, it being a movie, you gotta exploit the worst case scenarios in order to really have a, I would think, an engaging movie. So yeah, the performances were great. They like, this is another film that has like no BS. It's played straight
to the point.
There's again a few moments that they could have done something, and so I appreciate it for that. I wouldn't say it's probably the best film I've seen out of the bunch so far.
Okay.
For me, I don't know. I just felt like this whole film looked like a student film. And
I don't agree with that. I think because it's a slice of life movie, and the fact that it's in, you know, like a UK town and stuff like that, it kind of has that dreariness, but that kind of matches like the whole film, because the whole film's actually kind of like a downward spiral, even though there is that one moment where the whole audience actually cheered, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
There's a bittersweet cheer though, because it really didn't get anything.
Well, no, and that's the thing, is the whole thing is kind of a downward spiral, and I guess it depends, like, I don't want to spoil the ending or anything, but it really depends on your thoughts of kind of what's going to happen and stuff like that, whether you think it's good things are to come, or whether you think it's, you know, going to end, you
right.
know, worse, right?
Yeah, and I don't know, I have mixed feelings on the ending personally myself.
Yeah, I could see that for a lot of people. I didn't mind it, though.
I didn't think it was a bad ending.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a bullshit ending. I was just like, for me, I was like, I don't know if I would have done
You wanted
that.
A bow of a bow?
No, I just don't know if I would have ended it there.
Okay.
Personally, I think, I don't know, I felt like there could have been, I felt like it... Like I get what, again, don't want to spoil too much. These for all these fifth reviews, we'll be keeping it as minimal spoilers as possible, unless we feel like we have to trash this movie because it doesn't deserve
the prestige. Which hasn't happened yet.
No, not yet.
No. As long as we keep to the British films, I think we're okay.
As long as I do. I got to go.
It's Jack's fault.
It's,
I like
yes,
that, too.
It's the Jack British train at VIFF 2019.
Yeah, toot toot.
But I don't know. Like I said, I think it's a good film. I don't know. There's a few, directing choices that I wasn't particularly hot on, but I don't think there was anything that was particularly bad. I just felt there was a few things I was like, I don't know, a little underwhelming at times or whatever. So, but at times I felt like there were some pacing issues at times. I think you could have maybe trimmed 10 minutes.
Really?
But
I think if anything, you could have added 10. As you had said, if you wanted more of an ending, that's where I could see your argument.
I didn't,
adding, but in terms of the pace, I had no problem. I thought it whisked by. And it wasn't a long movie. This is an hour and 40 minutes.
No, and what I mean by pacing, and just in terms of, like, just in terms of the flow of the film, there was times where I was, like, into it, and there was times where I kind of lost a little bit.
Oh, okay. I never had that the whole time.
But I should stress, these are very, I'm just kind of... grasping at straws at this point. They're more nitpicks. They're not, like I said, overall I thought it was a good film. Like if I had to give it like a score out of 10, it would be like, you know, a low 8 for me. It was a good solid film, well acted. The performances were definitely the standout. I like,
well, it's a slice of life.
Yeah, the script was a standout.
But even the supporting characters, like the thing that's really remarkable about Ken Loach, I've noticed, is it's like a lot of his even like non-main characters, like outside of the family, like the guy who runs the depot.
He's
awesome.
Yeah,
like he's really great. He's a guy who, you know, he business is number one. He doesn't care about, you know, your personal issues and things, as long as the parcels are delivered on time, as long as you're, you know, not keep bringing up excuses or anything like that. But then it goes to the point of, like, you know, people have emergencies and things like that, and he's still like, okay, but you got to pay for this, about the fact that I can't get a replacement driver and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a theme in a lot of films where they really kind of put capitalism under a microscope and just seeing, like, you know, how far do you push the bottom dollar where, you know, you lose human rights, you lose dignity, and you really are forcing people to make choices that are really not best for anyone.
Yeah, and I kind of like that, because, like, I like how that supervisor, or the guy who runs the depot or whatever, he kind of, you know, at first he kind of seems like a very reasonable guy. He seems like, you know, a boss everybody would kind of want to have in the beginning, and he's kind of very defensive of the business, but then as it goes on and personal issues come in that are very valid, like, he, you know, is unwilling to take him in, and, you know, when it happens, like, he basically makes things even harder and things like that, and it's just an interesting kind of flip for me, whereas in the beginning, I kind of liked the guy a little bit. I liked how stern he was, and how he wasn't willing to put up with BS in his job. The job was number one, and he wanted to kind of keep things flowing.
Yeah, there was one employee they show in the first act who was almost, at some point it becomes foreshadowing how the movie plays along, particularly with the depot character, the basically the dispatcher, I would almost say, or like the head, I'm not sure what his
Depot
role.
Depot Man.
Yeah, Baldy Depot Man.
Yeah, Mr. Clean Depot Man.
Oh, he does look like Mr. Clean.
British Mr. Clean.
You're going to have some nightmare fuel now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He cleaned my bathroom.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, as you probably are wondering, like, where we're standing on that, we're in an alleyway just in the heart of Vancouver right now.
It's quite nice, though. They got these Chinese lanterns kind of all in a row. I've actually never quite seen this before.
No, neither have I. It's quite but nice. I'm digging actually. It. There was like a little photo shoot happening on one end of the alley as we were shooting this, or recording, I should say. But we're right in the middle of VIF. This is where we got to be. We're with the people. We're in the heart, the dead center of VIF 2019.
And we saw this at the center.
Yeah, we did. So that was my first time seeing a film at this venue. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I can't wait to see more.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love seeing movies there. Even though it's not typically a venue where you watch movies, I love how well they kind of put things together with, like, now there's a huge audience, how they have, like, the audio good and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's a massive screen, right? Because there's so many people.
No, I was quite impressed. I was like, I'm loving how the festival is being put together. I like mm-hmm. how it's being advertised. I love the films that they're projecting. I love the ads they're putting. I love the cheap pops for all the, we're going to start bragging about BC film starting now.
Always
gets a little cheap pop from the homers here, which, I can't help. It's nice.
It's nice, but then again, it kind of sucks, like, when you're someone like myself who sees 20 movies, and it's kind of nice for the first few films, and then eventually you're just kind of like, fuck.
Get on with it.
Yeah, like, because at least with different movies and stuff like that, you get, like, in regular theaters, you get, like, different ads, or you get, like, different trailers and stuff like that, but with this, it's the exact same fucking schedule. And so it's like, I don't know, like, after a while, it's like, okay. The only cool one is the main VIF one, because as I was saying to you, Jack, like, after you see a bunch of movies, it kind of becomes an unraveling of a puzzle.
Yeah.
You start to recognize all these movies that you've seen over the course of the time.
Yeah.
And it's really nice by the end of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when we get to the last film, just seeing how many you could splice together.
Exactly.
Right now I got one.
Yeah.
So I like to see
I've got a few already. Yeah.
Yeah. No, overall, like I said, I like the film, obviously. I really liked it.
Yeah. This is quite good. Like, this would be probably like a high 8 for me.
Yeah.
If we were going with it. But it's just a really good movie. Don't miss it.
we're with all these puns all day. But to our lovely listeners, and thank you for listening to this episode. And like I said, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, anything on Audio Boom, anywhere that supports a podcast, you'll most likely find us. Please share VIF and go support VIF. Film festivals like these are really important. We got to keep the film experience going, keep the energy going, and I'm having a great time. How about you, Zach?
I'm having a great time. And even, obviously, if you're not in the Vancouver area or anything, just your local film festival. I mean, film festivals are everywhere. And if it's not even as big as VIF, or it's bigger than VIF, check it out, because there's always a lot of great films, a lot of great things that you don't realize until you step into the theater, like what we did today with Sorry We Missed You. It would have missed us if we weren't there.
Indeed. It would have been a tragic miss. Yeah. It would have... We've been really sorry about it.
Yeah, so sorry, Alex, Rylan, and Andrew, but guess this film missed you.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to the next one, shall we?
Woo!